Blog Talk Radio.
And it's a gorgeous day up here in New York. And you know what, Miss Cynthia, I'm sure you, I know you've been busy and I know you've been working hard and I know you're tired, but I want you to know that I had a great time last week when I went to see the Happy Together tour and I saw everybody, including Spencer Davis, and it was great to catch up with him, but it was nice to see the Cowsills, and they really brought the audience to life, as I would say.
Your man crush.
They
were not even shy about it. Oh, I'm glad you got it. It looked like you had really good weather for it, too. Well,
yes,
we are
we
coming.
Did.
It's beautiful here. Yeah, it's beautiful here today in Nashville, but we just came off of 2 days of rain, one of them torrential, in which I was working under a tent, knee-deep in mud. So from the knees down, my skin is fabulous. I had a mud treatment. But, I'm a little behind the curve here, but I got up because I had to have my Cowsills fix, and let's get them on, May, because I know
let's
they're
get
probably
them on.
Exhausted.
I mean, seriously, yeah, they got a lot.
Hey guys,
hey, it's live with Paul and Susan from the Happy Together Show. Clang, clang, clang. How are you girls this morning?
Oh, well, I think we're getting there.
Okay,
I'm still unpacking.
You know,
we're super busy and having the best time out here. Paul, tell them some of the stuff we're up to out here.
Well, I got to tell you something, guys. We're a little bit like you. We're a little tired.
A little bit.
You know, we just ended a 7 of 7, meaning we did 7 shows in 7 days. We're on our way to Louisville, and we're going to do spectacular things in Louisville.
Yeah, and Chuck Negron is driving our bus this morning, so we're feeling very extra confident.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. How's it going?
Okay. So, Ivan, we're going to be doing badminton.
Yes.
We're going to go to the movies. This is our day off, and we're on our way to Louisville. We're about an hour out of Louisville, and we're going to play badminton. We're going shopping. We're going
shopping.
To the
and
movies.
And you know somewhere in there a tattoo might even be had, ladies. Yes, you heard me right.
We're going to get happy together.
What?
HTT. And people go, well, what if you're not on that tattoo? Hey, you guys, and then people go, well, you're getting the tattoo. Why? But what if you're not on the Happy Together tour next year? Well, it doesn't matter. We made it. We made it, and so that was the biggest thing for us. So we're all getting HTT put
on. Right on our foreheads.
Well, yeah, some of them are going to go on their noses. Some of them are going to go under their eyes with teardrops filled in, meaning that, well, you know what that
means. I heard Spencer was getting his on his
heart. May, I did want to tell you, Spencer. Spencer's doing great.
Do you need a volunteer to hold the stencil? Because I'm up for it, okay? I am.
Bring it
on.
You're
dropping like flies out here.
I'm going to put my HTT where nobody can see it because, you know, you don't want to get a tattoo. You can't get rid of them.
And then I can say to you, you can put that HTT where the sun don't shine.
Well, I'm going to put it on my right butt cheek. It's going to be my right butt cheek. Nobody's going to see it, but... Okay,
so we're
going to
all know it's there.
Yes. We're just trying to figure out what the font of the HTT is going to be.
But that might not be today. We just don't know. Things are so up in the air, girl.
Okay.
You guys got any movies? Yeah. You guys got
I'm
any
gonna,
movies?
My fingers crossed.
You're flying by the seat of your pants, you guys. Hey, now May just got to go and see you while you were all up in New York.
Yeah.
And it
what
was a lot of fun. I'm telling you, they had a little stadium. It was great. Susan's out there riding her bike back and forth, you know, up and down that road. And you know, and then it was great to catch up with Spencer. I mean, I will tell you, if I was on tour, I would love to have the Cowsills, especially Susan and Paul, being there to take care of me.
Why
they have been the best. I watched it go down. It was great.
And May, and you know what? We're going to do the same for you and Cynthia.
Yes, we're going to take care of everybody in the rock and media world.
You let us know when you have troubles.
Well, we probably will from the tomato slinging if we start that band we keep threatening to do. You know, we're not the cow, so let's just be frank.
Let's just be frank. Listen,
okay.
Yeah, I do want to mention. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go, Paul. Go.
Okay. I was just going to say that this is our short and the last show. We only have one Monday left out here on the tour this year.
Yeah, guys, super sad.
And it's super sad that we're not going to be with you all winter, but, you know, we'll have to pick this up next season.
If we get on. You just never know.
So
well,
you want everybody
you know
to write
letters. I may have you back. We should have you back just before the show here in New York
the
when you're doing
room.
Your big
Yeah.
The cutting room. Because I was telling that to everyone when I was at the cutting room the other night. Oh, my God. I saw Steve. I was telling him. I said, you don't know. This has been great. And I'm telling everybody. And I even put it down my little, you know, the pictures. And I said, hey. And I made an announcement.
What's the date of that cutting room show then?
It's December 3rd. You're doing December 3rd.
You're May Peng. And listen, it's also going to be a combination council.
Christmas show.
Woo!
We're going to bring Christmas.
Great.
Yep, we're bringing Christmas to the cutting room.
Yeah, Christmas at the cutting room with the councils. That's the CCC.
I know.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Steve was telling me how many people keep calling him saying, when are they coming back? When are they coming back? So,
that's crazy,
you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So
I think
how cool is that?
It'll be one of the first times we've ever been asked back by public demand.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
the way that we're sitting on top of the world.
That's the way that we're sitting on top of the world. That's the way that
I love it.
Well, hilarious over here, kids. You know, the tour will do that to you.
Yes, I do understand that.
It's just a shame that you're not having fun. It's really a shame that this is such a job for you and you're just
and
not you, having any fun, guys. Honestly. Wow. Hey, do you have a favorite city so far?
What's that?
Do you have a favorite city so far? I mean, one that you could say was, like, just really stands out?
Well, you know, for me, we've been playing a lot of fairs, and the 5-year-old in me is thrilled with that. So I particularly like that. Where were we, Erie?
Yes, it was the youth fair.
Yeah, the youth
fair.
Paul always takes me traditionally from the time I was a little girl out for a day at the fair. And we went out and we saw a horse show, Pauline and I.
Yep.
And Paul watched me and the merch girl ride 2 rides.
Yep. And we ate a bunch
of
greasy, ungreasy
dough.
Yeah,
we had funnel cake. Every imaginable thing was
shown. Funnel cakes.
Well, you're going to be doing the Big E too, right up in Springfield. You guys are doing that one, right? That one's huge.
Yeah,
wait until you see that thing.
That's
oh my gosh, that's from my former stomping grounds. That one is huge, Susan.
You
will die. Yeah.
Are you coming to the show? Are you going to come see us?
No, I'm actually leaving Friday to go to Los Angeles for a little bit, and my ex-husband's a director, and he's having a reading of a screenplay. So I'm doing a Lucy Ricardo. He's actually going to let me read the female lead, totally not going to get it. Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I'm totally wrong, but I'm going to work it. I'm going to work it, guys, okay? I'm going to write my name on the bottom of my feet and put Cynthia Nielsen on the bottom of my shoes and stick my feet up in the air so that, you know, I get my attention. I'm doing it. But,
wow.
No, so I won't
even
be at the Biggie, but my sisters may go. You know, it's a huge fair, huge. You'll have such a great response up there. You guys will love it, love it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, absolutely.
Yeah.
And listen, I think Mr. Negron, who is driving our bus at this moment, just told us that he's getting ready to take us off there. It seems to be an attraction on the side of the road, something about a two-headed dinosaur. So we're going to have to go.
You better go.
Well,
I mean, God, that's, you know, say hello to Chuck. Everybody say hello. And I think, that, you know, the shows have been great, the great response. And you guys are definitely the pull train to this whole thing in the beginning.
And May, I want to let you know, Spencer's doing great.
Yes, Spencer's good.
He's doing great. He's killing his show.
Yeah, people love Spencer.
Yeah, he's a cutie pie.
I know, and that's a great thing. And I'm going to – and I'm sorry you're not going to make it to Chiller this year, but
yes.
I'm going to tell them to come the next time. I'm definitely –
we're doing it, May.
You've got to make a living, people.
Yeah, it's Susan who canceled that show.
Yeah, it was me. I have a gig. Yeah, we're gonna Wednesday mornings. I'm telling you right now, Polly and I don't know what we're going to do without this show on Monday morning.
Yep.
So we have you guys. What? We have you for one more week, right?
Yes. Yep. And then we're going to be done with the tour.
And it'll
okay.
be happy.
Yay. All right. Cool. Oh no. Well, Susan, I'm not going to embarrass you and ask you how your little visit with your hunk of burning love was, but we'll just leave you with that nice little memory from last week.
Okay. All I can tell you about hunk of burning love. Let me tell you something. Susan and Russ had hunk of burning love, and Russ, who's like 5'5", is now 5'2".
Hey.
On that visual, we're going to let you guys go.
Well,
go see the two-headed dinosaur.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day and a wonderful show.
Right.
We'll talk to y'all on Monday, next Monday.
Okay. Cool, guys. Ciao.
Okay.
Bye.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you guys, too.
Love you all. Oh, God, that's so funny. What a shame
they don't have any fun, May. What a shame.
I know.
What a shame.
Let me tell you. Russ came in. It was great. I mean, he's such a lovely guy. I mean, he really is. And it's like you could see the rapport, the whole thing with everyone in the back, and it was just great. I am so grateful to have even met them. They're one of the nicest people ever on this earth, and they are definitely, when I mean that they would take care of you, they take care of you. I watched this whole thing in the back.
Well, and it's genuine. It's genuine too, because they honestly do really love what they're doing. And I don't know. I guess maybe we've just been around so many entertainment people our whole lives that, we tend to kind of step back a little and, take an eagle eye approach. These guys are they are up. They are happy. They are, plus two, they go and meet their fans at the end of the show. They go out and they do a meet and greet, which is,
Let me tell you, when I saw it with they helped Spencer because Spencer had a little accident, and they made sure he gets up on stage okay. They make sure that everybody else. I've watched them. I mean, I watched because of Howard's accident with his foot. What happened? I mean, you just watch them go there. I mean, there is Susan. There is Paul on the target. They keep the time running. They keep everybody going. I mean, it is amazing. Just amazing. They are one of the loveliest families, group of people I've ever met. And that is
they're
top of the line for me. I can't think of anybody.
I mean, it's the Happy Together tour, but with all these little accidents, it's turned into the hip replacement tour. They better stop having accidents.
Yeah, but thank God it wasn't a hip replacement. Jesus.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It definitely, they have been and I can't even say enough because I watched this, and they're constantly moving. Susan is constantly moving. I was like, I turn around, and then there's Paul. I'll be right back, and he's jumping off somewhere else. I mean, it was amazing, just amazing. I love this group, and the family, everybody in it. They're like I said, the nicest bunch of people, and everybody out there, if you get a chance, you can go and see them perform. You have to, because they give, not 100%, they give more than 1,000% out there, and they just go right overboard, and they sing their heart out, the stories that they tell, that, and it's just, and that's why they're coming back to the Cutting Room December 3rd. Anybody in New York, they will be at the Cutting Room, and you got to get your tickets now. I'm telling you, they come back by popular demand. They kept calling Steve up. When are they coming back? And
well,
they
plus they're up here
back.
And there. They're doing a whole Cowsills show, right? It's not the Happy Together tour. It's the Cowsills.
No, it's really at the Cowsills, their story. They sing songs that and as you just heard, they're doing a whole Christmas thing. They're bringing Christmas to the show. So that's going to be really amazing,
Wow.
So everybody's
well,
on.
They
I'm
told
just
us,
saying.
Too, they're working on some new music, and maybe they'll debut it there. I think it can happen to a nicer family, and
Absolutely. It's
really, really, it's really refreshing to see people still out there in the old bus and truck company, having a good time and doing what they love to do. Wow.
Oh,
lucky
I know.
Them.
Can you imagine? I mean, a family, they're very tight-knit. And, you know, and they think they got, they and it's Bob as well. But, you know, but out on the road, there's one more brother, John, but he drums for the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Kind of funny. Yeah, I know. He says they go, they see them on different, they're in the same route, you know, and whoever gets there first, they, you could tell whoever's been there, they leave little messages. So it's kind
That's
of funny. Yeah,
That's
I know.
That's funny. Well, I missed out on the musical gene. I don't have that. In fact, I have a tiny harmonica that someone gave to me that I am now forbidden to play as well. So we can add that to the red list of instruments Cynthia is no longer allowed to touch. Let's see. There's cowbell. There's ukulele. And now there's harmonica.
I, you know what? I'm staying out of that. If someone else told me, I'm staying. I'm not going near. I'm not touching that one. But anyway, I didn't realize you were going away. So that's going to be, how long are you gone for, my dear?
I am. I'm going, I don't know. I'm, you know, it's kind of up in the air, but I'm still going to be doing the show. So I'll
well,
still,
I, you
know,
know what?
Be...
I think we should, because the following week is Labor Day, which we don't do on the big holidays. So I
no,
think
so
that,
the, next week
so
will
I
be
think
great
we should
stay
up there.
Yeah. Well, I probably am. But next week we have the Castles for the last time on the tour. And
right.
They have been great all summer. Such fun.
They have
and
been
then
fantastic.
We'll probably take Labor Day off. Yeah.
That's right. We're going to take Labor Day off. So, guys, so everybody can go out and go to the beach. Could take this is the last hurrah before it becomes a big, you know, we're back into the fall.
Yay.
And
I just realized something. This is probably the first year in a long time you are not having a soiree.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Whoops.
Didn't say that.
Okay.
So I'm not saying anymore.
Maybe
than
now
that
you're a city girl. Okay. Now that you're, you know, you're hot times in the city now. Wow.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So now,
can
have you
imagine?
Gotten yourself a favorite on a neighborhood restaurant yet?
Oh, I got a favorite diner. I meet up with my friend Pat Jennings, her and her husband. I never see Pat and her, well, I see Pat all the time, but Tim, her husband, I rarely see. So it used to be twice a year, only at my parties, and maybe the odd dinner at some gig or something, you know, we go out. So I never would see him. So now I've seen him more this year because we've been trying to keep up a tradition where we go out for breakfast on the weekend. We do a breakfast
thing.
Oh,
that's nice. That's nice.
And, so, and then so next weekend, if it's very nice, we decided that I said something about going to Coney Island. And they said, that'll be a great idea. Let's go to Coney Island. And it's great because I haven't been there in years, and I grew up in, you know, going out to Coney Island. Every Chinese family was out there, the Washington baths, go to the beach, you know, do the whole thing. It was great fun. So this time, you know, if it's a very nice weekend, we're gonna go take the train ride. We'll take the subway all the way out there.
You're going to take
the subway
all the way out there. Oh, what fun. Yeah. I got lost one time and ended up out there, but it was okay because I got myself some French fries and some cotton candy.
You go to the
original
Nathan.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know Pat said to me, we're not doing rides. I said, I'm not looking at the rides. I'm looking at the food, the boardwalk, the whole thing. I mean, I've done those rides when they were in better shape back then. As it
were. No, it's kind of, no, that's, but I would definitely head straight for Nathan's. That's like a must go, must.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. We'll do that and, you know, do that whole thing we haven't done. You know, it's bringing me back to my childhood stuff. And, you know, this is the one thing I didn't do when, you know, when I was up, I would go to, we did go to Coney Island, but I would have to get in the car, we would have to drive, we have to find a parking. We just said, let's go, get on the train, and we're out. So I'm very happy about that. And then, you know, there's Spencer, you know, seeing the Happy Together tour. Spencer's the Davis, it was great. Having, you know, we've known each other since the early 70s, so it was nice to do a little catch-up and talk about, you know, things and way back when. And seeing Chuck Negron, you know, and Gary Puckett and Mark and Howard and Mark Lindsay. I mean, what, you know, you saw the show, you see how high Mark Lindsay can kick.
Yeah.
You know. So it was the group, everybody, it's such a great show. And I'm still unpacking. I found my walk. Did I tell you I found my walk? So that's
good. You found the walk. So you found your utensils now, and you found the walk. Wow.
But here's the problem. There's a bag. There's still a bag missing with a check in it. So I haven't found that one yet. So, and then, no sooner do I clear up one thing, then it looks like a mess because you take things out and you have no place to put it. So I'm looking like, where am I going to put it? I have no place to put my cutlery. I have no place, not a drawer to put them in. So I got to be creative now and see how I'm going to do this.
I'm not. Oh, please. I shudder to think. Well, before we go any further, I have horses and I have the horse disease. Here's a shout out to 58-year-old equestrian Nick Skelton from Great Britain. He won a gold in the jumping. And if anybody watches Olympic jumping, it is a frightening thing to behold.
Oh, it is.
The oldest Olympic champion since 1908. 58 years old. He won a gold medal. Mazel tov to you. Wow.
You know
Oh my gosh.
I have to say that not seeing the Olympics now, I've watched it for two solid weeks straight. I love the Olympics. I love them winter and summer this year especially, I had it on 24/7. And it's great because it was all the different channels had them all day long and all the programming, and I was watching them. I had it on. I didn't want to watch anything. It's on repeats anyway. Who cares? So I'm watching everything. And Michael Phelps, everybody, I have to say the programming was great because I got into the volleyball. I got into things that I normally wouldn't have gotten into. And it was very interesting to see the competitiveness and I want to give a shout out to my friend Pete Diamond, who is the executive producer of programming for NBC and the Olympics. He did a fantastic job. Now that
it was well
one
done.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was
go
great.
Ahead.
It was. Yeah. That was really done well. I got to bring me to this one thing. What was Ryan Lochte thinking?
I don't know. It's like we're watching him implode. I think he's maybe just a very spoiled narcissist who misbehaves and then tries to blame everybody else, And I'm shocked because I think they were kind of grooming him to be the replacement for Michael Phelps.
Absolutely. And I was just sort of like, you want to do it on your own, quote, property, in your own land.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the host country. Are you kidding?
Nope.
And
athlete. Shame on him.
Right.
Shame on him.
And right. And it wasn't just him. It involved several other people. Why were you vandalizing a place?
Why are you vandalizing? I've never understood that about anybody, athlete, any person, vandalizing somebody's property. I just find that reprehensible. The same thing with people, hackers, who steal money out of people's bank accounts. You don't know the situation of that person. You don't know how hard they've worked for that or how it may have a domino effect on their financial future and ruination. You don't know. I think he should be ashamed of himself, and I think he owes an apology to that country and our country holding him up on a pedestal as an Olympic athlete.
And
wow.
You know what? And not only to the host country, because that was really because, Brazil has gotten a very bad rap about their situation down there and crime and everything. To add this, and it wasn't what happened, is terrible. I mean, it is horrible. I think that says what happened to the integrity? Where is your being upright here? You're not an upright citizen to do that and to allow that. Mm-hmm. And I think he also owes an apology on behalf of the United States because he represented us, and also to the Olympics, to all the people of that is horrible. To all his teammates.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's embarrassing. Well, I read this morning he already lost his Speedo endorsement, so he's going to feel the pinch in his pocketbook, which it's an easy No, I'm not going to say easy because they train hard and it is a hard. But
no,
these
no,
athletes
no, yeah.
that maintain a level of celebrity get
yeah.
to enjoy that celebrity and the financial reaping from it. So
and that's what they said
he's
because
get
they
hurt
don't
in the
make
pocketbook.
Money. Right, they don't make money during the time that they're training all these years. The endorsements. No, they because the guy was talking about the, where they're going to come is at the endorsement at the end of the situation at the end of their run. So, you know, so all that it's not during the time. So when there's 4 years that they've been working, unless they come in and I love these commercials. You know, I love the commercials that they've put everybody in and gotten them. But, you know, Michael Phelps looked fabulous. I mean, he went out on a high, and he's right.
He turned himself around. And hey, you know something? Locke, he may be able to do it. He may be able to mimic Michael Phelps and turn himself around. Michael Phelps had a little bad time period there, but, man, he pulled himself out of the fire.
But
and
you
he
know
got
what the
back
thing was?
In it, and he went out a champion.
He pulled himself out of it. He was under depression, and he was willing to talk about it, where he was at. It's not the, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't get that part. Why would you want to? I just didn't. But anyway, what about Simone Biles? What about, you know, some of the girls that won on track and field from New York City? I love it.
Yep. I think that, well, obviously the United States had an excellent showing at the Olympics, and the girls' gymnastics team, I mean, it was like, remember when we were kids, May, the Russians always won, you know, they just always did. Their team was just, nobody even came close to the women's gymnastics team. I mean, they were just fabulous. And
it was, I was so happy that a lot of the girls in the majority of the girls from doing all this stuff were from the New York City area, you know, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and a lot of them were New York City. It's great.
It was well done. It was, you know, they were all, oh my gosh, the Zika virus, the this or that. There was so much bad press ahead of these Olympics, and once it started, it was seamless, or it appeared to be, and it was very well done, I think, and very interesting to watch. So,
yes.
Wow.
Everybody,
yep.
It was great. So, you know what? That was a good time, and right now, let's see, we're coming down, we're winding down, and I want to say that the next thing that, for me so far, that I see, you know, that I'm doing any appearance will be me and Frida Kelly, you know, good old Frida, and I will be doing Chiller. So check
that
out. That's at the, you know, down the end of October. You coming up? Are you going to come up?
For Chiller? I would love to
go
to a Chiller because I think it would be a blast because we have a lot of friends that go, that appear
That's
in
what
it,
I said.
You know,
I don't understand. You haven't, you know. So it's Chiller and a lot of friends.
Remember, my darling, this Cinderella has to buy her own Louboutins glass slippers. So she's going to try. I'm really going to try and come up to see the Cow Cells December 3rd because I think I would really love to do that.
You would love
that. Cutting room.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I want to do that. And I want to see your new digs anyway, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make it
the Shea Pang. I want to see it. Hopefully all your boxes will be unpacked by then.
All my boxes, please. I hope it'll be at least out of here by then. If not, you'll be sleeping on top of the boxes. That's all I can tell you.
Well, that's all right. I've slept worse, so there you go.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm trying to think, Miss Chicklet. I know you've got things in the fire that we can't talk about yet. That's coming up. But other than that, I guess we'll say adios for this week.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to the Councils next week on the road with them. And you know what? Everybody should have a great week, and the weather holds up, and you know, and hopefully everything goes right, you know, for everyone.
Super.
Yeah.
Super.
So
that's
very adios
to
everyone. Me.
That's my Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody. Ta.